The Richmond Symphony Summer Series is coming up. It's the Summer Recital Series. It's a collaboration with the Richmond Symphony, the University of Richmond Department of Music, and the VCU School of the Arts Department of Music. This year's theme is Stories in Music, the World of Robert Schumann. And there are six casual concerts Thursday evenings at 6:30 in Dominion Energy Center's Libby S. Gottwald Playhouse. They last approximately 1 hour, and the series runs from July 12th until August 16th. And I'm pleased to welcome two pianists from the Summer Recital Series here to the studio, Joanne Kong, who has been with us before talking about the series, and she's done all 5 years now, and Magdalena Adamic. Joanne, it's hard to believe that we've had 5 years of this Summer Recital Series. You've done all five of them, and there's a different theme and a different composer each year.
Right, and I think it's great because the musicians who participate, we are forced, so to speak, to explore some different repertoire. And so it's a great opportunity for us and also for audiences to hear duos and to hear such a wide variety of music every year.
Well, this year's interesting because we're really focused on one composer. German composer Robert Schumann. So most of the programs have virtually all Schumann on them, don't they?
Right.
And there's a little bit of Brahms. I know, Magda, you're going to be playing one of the Brahms sonatas that typically is played by clarinetists, but
yes.
Violists also do kind of dip their hands into the Brahms. So let me ask you first, since we got to that subject, what's it like to play this sonata with a violist versus a clarinetist? Because they're going to do things a little bit differently.
Absolutely. So first of all, this sonata is so different from the first one, from the F minor. It's much more on the lyrical side. If you just take on the first movement, it's a free sonata form, lots of flowing, gorgeous melodic lines. Very atypical second movement, pretty stormy, passionate. Scherzo that reminds me of the affair of Clara Schumann and Schumann himself. Very abrupt love's movement, most like a post, I would call it like a post thought of the musical developments that happened before. How is it different? First of all, viola has very unique tone. And I think, particularly in this sonata, I cannot wait to explore the color of the sound and actually even dive a little bit more into creating more space. When we play with woodwind instruments, we have to be very, very aware of the breath of how to wisely use rubato to make sure that the lines always flow, and then we constantly observe how they breathe. So it's completely different instruments, and I think completely different color. And even with the approach to dynamics, that is going to become a very exciting experience for me to explore.
And you mentioned, again, this is the E-flat sonata. For those that are familiar with the two Brahms sonatas, it's the second sonata, Opus 120. And I'm going to work a little bit backwards here because your concert is coming up on July 19th and Joanne's is on July 12th. But since we're talking about the Brahms, I did want to play a little bit of the second movement, I think we chose, right?
Yes, correct. It's very, very beautiful.
All right, so let's take a listen to the second movement here of the Brahms Sonata, and this is the version with viola and piano. So that's a taste of the Brahms Sonata, which is number 2, Opus 120 in E-flat major, originally for clarinet and piano, but will be performed by viola and piano on this recital series. The recording we're listening to, by the way, is Roger Chase viola and Michiko Ataki at the piano. Magdalena Adamic will be performing with Hoju Ah on viola, and she is the assistant principal violist,
I believe,
with the Richmond Symphony. So you will be performing on July 19th at 6:30 in the Libby S. Gottwald Playhouse. Now, we introduced Brahms, but Schumann is really the focus of this whole thing, and Brahms and Schumann go together very easily here, so that's great. Also on the program, you have a little bit of Max Bruch and Clara Schumann. So how did you go about choosing the repertoire for this program?
Just a little bit of my colleague's choice. However, I insisted on Brahms' second. And as far as the Opus 113 by Schumann go, we could not imagine not programming those pieces. They are absolutely beautiful character pieces, a set of four, each one in completely different tempo and with completely different thought process. Very, very poetic, very intimate. And Schumann actually wrote them pretty late in his life, in 1851. If we just look at his life, we know that 2 years later he tried to commit suicide. And these pieces are particularly challenging for both instruments, not only for the viola. The pianist not only follows the violist, there's lots of intricate details in texture and emotion and sound color, which I'm looking forward to explore. I love Schumann because he's so unpredictable, and there are so many hidden messages in his music. There are so many emotions that we are so afraid to touch on a daily basis, and that's why I cannot wait to perform them along with Brahms' second, because I feel that they are in some ways close to each other in some stuff, exploring the inner lyricism.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a different recital because you're used to hearing a violinist or a cellist doing a solo mm-hmm. recital, but viola is a rather unique instrument to stand up and do solo work. So this is going to be an interesting concert. Again, this is on July 19th. Now, I do want to backtrack a little bit to the week before. The opening week is July 12th. Jason McComb, cellist with the Richmond Symphony, will be joining Joanne Kong for their program. And you have a little bit more variety on your program. You do have a lot of Schumann, but you have a few modern composers as well.
Yes. Yeah, when I was corresponding with Jason about what he was interested in performing, he thought an interesting concept would be to carry the idea of romanticism into looking at works from the 20th century. So he's chosen two pieces. One is by Bloch and the other one is by Bacon. And what's interesting about these composers is that the pieces we're playing are somewhat programmatic. If you look at Schumann's solo piano music, works like Carnival and Scenes from Childhood, oftentimes he wrote these short pieces that in a sense are autobiographical. Sometimes, for instance, at Carnival, there are specific pieces about people that Schumann knew, important people in his life. Scenes from Childhood depicts different phases of childhood and that sort of thing. So the pieces that Jason proposed actually follow that same sort of concept. So the Bloch piece is from a set of pieces that are called From Jewish Life, and we'll be performing the movement called Prayer, which really showcases the declamatory, expressive nature of the cello. And then the Bacon pieces. Bacon is a somewhat overlooked American composer. These set of five pieces as a whole, they're called A Life, and the movements are called Birth, Light, Love, Young Manhood, and Departure. And this is in many ways a memorial to Bacon's son, Paul, who tragically died in his 20s. So the different movements depict different parts of his life. And it's really a beautiful work. And I think it's an overlooked masterpiece in the cello and piano repertoire. So we decided to include some contemporary music. And the Schumann works we'll be performing are three movements from Schumann's Opus 102, pieces in folk style. And I will be performing one of Schumann's movements from the Fantasy, Opus 17, the third movement, which is an absolutely gorgeous, meditative, dramatic piece of
music. We do want to give a little taste of Opus 102, just a touch here of the second movement to our listeners. You want to talk a little bit about that briefly?
Yeah, these pieces are very short. I think that violinists also perform them, but this particular movement we're about to hear really shows just the simple lyricism that Schumann was so gifted with. I know listeners will enjoy hearing it. ¶¶
So that's a little taste of the Schumann that you will hear on Thursday, July 12th with Jason McComb and Joanne Kong performing. And again, there are recitals each Thursday from July 12th through August 16th featuring members of the Richmond Symphony with some pianists from, well, we've got David Fisk, executive director of the Richmond Symphony, of course, performing.
Yin Zheng.
Yes, from VCU. Russell Wilson is on the agenda as well.
And Richard Becker from U of R.
Richard Becker. So those are all the pianists. You guys do a lot of hard work over the summer accompanying everybody else, don't you?
We love that.
Well, Magdalena Adamek and Joanne Kong, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing a little bit about each recital. We look forward to hearing you over at the Dominion Energy Center this summer.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
And you're all over the place anyway, so we'll hear you throughout the year as well. The Richmond Symphony Summer Series schedule is on their website, richmondsymphony.com. Be sure to check it out. Again, every Thursday evening, a short one-hour recital at the Dominion Energy Center's Libby S. Gottwald Playhouse.